ready for this morning. And let's begin with a word of prayer. The weather's all right outside, and summer's on its way, and that's so good. So good. Well, let's have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we are thankful for the freedom that we enjoy in this country to study the Word of God, to come together with other believers, and to worship You. We pray that all that we do this morning will be glorifying to Christ. In His precious name we pray. Amen. All right, let's begin with song.
Turn with me to Psalm 448. Psalm 448 in the hymnal is Because He Lives.
Good.
An empty grave is there to prove my Savior lives. Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fear is gone. Because I know how sweet to hold a newborn baby and feel the pride and joy He gives. But greater still, the calm assurance this child in face and certain because He lives, because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fear is gone. Because I know find life's final war with pain, and then as death gives way to victory, I'll see the lights of glory, and I'll know He lives, because He lives. I can face tomorrow because He lives. All fear is gone because I know He holds the future, and life is worth living just because He
good morning. This morning's scripture reading is from Hosea 14. Return, O Israel, to the Lord your God, for you have stumbled because of your iniquity. Take words with you and return to the Lord. Say to Him, take away all iniquity, and receive us graciously, that we may present the fruit of our lips. Assyria will not save us. We will not ride on horses, nor will we say again, our God, to the work of our hands, for in you the orphan finds mercy. I will heal their apostasy. I will love them freely, for my anger is turned away from them. I will be like the dew to Israel. He will blossom like the lily, and he will take root like the cedars of Lebanon. His shoots will sprout, and his beauty will be like the olive tree, and his fragrance like the cedars of Lebanon. Those who live in his shadow will rise again grain, and they will blossom like the vine. He will renown, will be like the wine of Lebanon. O Ephraim, what more do I have to do with idols? It is I who answer and look after you. I am like luxuriant cypress, for me comes your fruit. Whoever is wise, let him understand these things. Whoever is discerning, let him know them. For the ways of the Lord are right, and the righteous will walk with them, but the transgressors will stumble in them.
All right, and continuing, would you join me in Song 505? Song 505. It's a nice, easy tempo. We're marching to Zion. 505.
Of we that love the Lord and let our joys be known, join in a song with sweet accord, join in a song with sweet accord, and thus surround the throne, and thus surround the throne. We're marching to Zion, beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching upward to Zion, the beautiful city of God. Let those who refuse to sing, who never knew our God, but children of the heavenly King, but children of the heavenly King, may speak their joys abroad, may speak their joys abroad. We're marching to Zion, beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching upward to Zion, the beautiful city of God. The hill of Zion yields a thousand sacred sweets. Before we reach the heavenly fields, before we reach the heavenly fields, or walk the golden streets, or walk the golden streets, we're marching. Zion, beautiful, beautiful Zion, we're marching upward to Zion, the beautiful city of God. Then let our songs abound and every tear be dry. We're marching through with Emmanuel's crown. We're marching through with Emmanuel's crown, to fairer worlds on high, to fairer worlds on high. We're marching to Zion, beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching upward to Zion, the beautiful city of God.
Okay, I'll turn it on. All right, let's see. Well, first of all, Phil, how you doing?
I'm getting better, sir.
You're getting better. So what's the next thing that's going to be happening?
A lot of painful physical therapy.
All right.
But, yeah, that's about all they can do is build up my strength.
Okay, we'll be in prayer. How would you want us to pray?
I don't get any further injury as I strengthen the muscles.
Yeah. Good. All right. That's what we'll do. Very good. Yeah. All right.
Maybe you guys just prayed away the original injury because they couldn't find what they were looking for when they went in.
They couldn't?
They couldn't.
Oh, my goodness. What you been doing to him?
She takes good care of me.
All right. Are there any other prayers? Any other prayers?
Praise for a very successful delivery of the flowers yesterday. We got that fundraiser behind us and had a lovely day and great help. Mm-hmm. And it was a good day of working, doing the Lord's work and enjoying flowers and the people that came and got it.
Did it look turn out okay?
Yes.
Financially?
Well, yeah, probably.
Yeah.
I mean, we paid for what we had and we had collected all the money, but we never know at the end until Leslie and Terry get through adding it all up.
Okay, very good.
You do the delivery part, they do the money part.
Ah, well then we'll pray for them too.
Yeah.
All right. Any other prayers? All right, people, we need to be in prayer for Spring Valley Bible Church. The young people, the people who listen in the home, we hope that you'll start coming back. And you're able to do so. COVID's not really that bad anymore, so it can't keep you from coming back and worshiping with all of us. And we have so many things we need to be in prayer for financially. We're going to have a meeting about what we can do. The owner of the property needs some more money. Needs $200 more a month than what we already pay. And as we only use it twice a week, and one about 1 hour, and the other one two hours and a half. So let's be in prayer and find out what we can do as far as the status of this assembly. So let's be in prayer in that regard. But let's get ready for the offertory by prayer. Heavenly Father, how grateful we are that we have a place we can come together and worship. Worship with each other, worshiping God and our fathers. Father, we pray now that you can assemble this assembly, bring them back home here. We can get back to worshiping. Father, we pray these things in Christ's name and for his sake. Amen. Okay, one more song.
Once again, before our teaching this morning, number 262 is Make Me a Channel of Blessing.
A channel of blessing is the love of God flowing through you. The laws of the Savior are your will and his service to do. Make me a channel of blessing today. Channel of blessing, I pray, my life possessing, my service blessing, make me a
a channel of blessing today. Is your life a channel of blessing? Are you burdened for those who are lost? Have you urged upon those who are straying the Savior who died on the cross? Make me a channel of blessing today. Make me a channel of blessing, I pray. My life possessing, my service blessing. Make me a channel of blessing today.
Thank you.
Okay, so we want to have a.
You want him?
Okay, does everyone have a copy? It's really interesting. What we do is, Kit, I'm so thankful to Kit. I'll send Kit this weekend and the today's class to be printed up. That's what we're I passed it out, and I had a long title, and he wrote back and he said it's too long of a title, and so he shortened it to "Created in Christ for Good Works," and I thought, wow. I wish I'd have thought of that. That's good. All right. So that's our title. That's our work. Let's begin with a word of prayer. How grateful we are, Heavenly Father, to come together, study the Word of God, be awakened to the Word of God. Pray that your Spirit will open our eyes today. We pray these things in Christ's name and for His sake. Amen. All right. Let's read where we are. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4. 5, 6, and 7. But God, being rich in mercy, because of His great love with which He loved us, even when we were dead in our transgressions, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. And raised us up with Him and seated us with Him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. I mean, what a wonderful statement. First of all, we're saved and then set aside in heaven with Jesus Christ. Now verse 7. So that in the ages to come, okay, now that's future, He might show the surpassing riches of His grace and kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. That's what we and I have to look forward to for all eternity. All eternity. To just go to heaven and be sounded with Christ, with God according to His kindness. Now, we have seen how much God loves us, even when we were unbelievers. He loved us so much, He sent His own Son to the suffering of the cross. That's just amazing. In fact, nearly all this morning is going to be about God. Not about Jesus Christ, but God. Now, Chapter 2, verses 4, following and B, and 5. Because of His great love with which He loved us, even when we were dead in our transgressions, which He sent His Son to the cross, He made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. Now, Here's the reason why we should love Him every day, why we should serve Him every day, why we should tell everyone over and over so much and so often that His age, that the ages to come, He might show the boundless riches of His grace in kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. Think about that. In eternity, God wants to just spend our life with the boundless riches of His grace in kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. Verse 6, and raised us up with Him, raised us up with Christ, and seated us with Him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Now, this took us to the work of the Holy Spirit. Today, everyone who believes in Jesus Christ as Savior. Therefore, verse 7, so that in the ages to come is a future, He might show the surpassing riches of His grace in kindness toward us in Christ. This absolutely is wonderful. For more than we can anticipate from God for all eternity. We can't even anticipate. We think that God did the most wonderful grace in our salvation. And we give thanks for it all the time. But, God saved us and did some 34 things for us so that in eternity He might give us even greater and eternal blessings. That is just amazing. I said, we think of time as a long time. It's not. To God, it's just nothing. But all eternity is when He's going to be here to bless us. We can think through all eternity of more and more the blessings of God can keep on giving us. Verses 8 and 9, very popular. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not as the result of works, so that no one may boast. I want you to know it's a gift of God. God. Now verses 8 and 9 is probably some of the most quoted verses in the Bible, second only to John 3:16. Now, the merchandise of our salvation could not be clearer than we are saved by the grace of God plus the faith response of those in trust to Jesus Christ. For by grace you have been saved through faith, but by faith alone. Verse 8 shows us our own example, our example of our eternal security with Christ. Never forget that grace is given to us by God, the Father, because of His love for His Son. He's given us grace because of His love for His Son. Romans chapter 6, verse 23, for the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus. Another declaration on the love of God, a love of God, Ephesians chapter 2:8. This is where we are now. For we are His workmanship, His workmanship, not Jesus Christ, God the Father's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand so that we would walk in them. We are saved by grace. We are created for works from Jesus Christ. Now, we should know we are saved because of God's grace and received of faith by those who trust in Jesus Christ as our Savior. We now that we're saved, now have, in verse 10, what God plans from us as Christians to have a lifestyle of serving God forever. We actually are something God makes. We are His production. Redemption, or remember, in Ephesians 2:8, we were found spiritually dead. That is, we were found as a set of problems that we were completely incapable of works before God. That's verse 1. Now, verse 2 found us under the control of Satan. That is, there was an interruption of normal production. That's Adam and Eve. Then, in verse 3, we were come under control of the sin nature, every one of us, which found us mentally ill. And the Greek word for workmanship means that God takes us in a state of disorder and makes us into a state of order. That's the Greek. The word workmanship is taken from workmanship means that God takes us from a state of disorder, puts us in an order, a state of order. We have studied that we were incurably sick. Jeremiah 17:9. We were full of evil. Ecclesiastes 9:3. And I love the third one. And we were insane. We were insane. Ecclesiastes 9:30. But God put all of us believers into a state of order. By salvation, we have to be His workmanship. And only by His workmanship, by salvation, we receive the work of God as at the cross. Looking now at verse 10. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus. Created by God in Christ Jesus. That God is created. Thank you. God is created. God has worked for us at salvation at the work of Jesus Christ. For good works. For the purpose of good works. That's the purpose. Which God prepared beforehand, so that, as before the world, be so that we would walk in them. Now, first, this refers to billions of years ago. Can't even think about it. The good work, you know, every now and then people are talking about, well, the world is a billion years old and all. No. The world isn't very old at all. But God was there billions of years ago, knowing what was going to happen with us. The good works were designed by God long before we existed. Remember that God did not design who would not believe in Jesus. But God knew. He did not plan and design anyone not to believe, but He knew exactly who would believe and who would not. Now, by which God prepared beforehand, so what we would walk in them. Thank you. Now, God sent His Son to the cross. Then God gave to everyone who believed in Jesus Christ His perfect righteousness. So, everyone who believed in Jesus Christ was forgiven of all sins. God has imputed perfect righteousness so that everyone might walk in the righteousness of God in the power of the Holy Spirit. All of this is by God. I want you to grasp the word and design, and the design not of Jesus Christ, but God the Father. Take a look. Picked up 7 of them. He made us alive together in Christ. That's God the Father did that. He raised us up with Him. 3, He seated us with Him. I seated us with Christ with Him. 4, He gave us His grace in kindness toward us in Christ. 5, Our salvation is a gift from God. It's a gift from God. 6, we are His workmanship. And 7, God prepared us beforehand so that we would walk in Him. It's what God prepared us. Now, we know of the love and greatness of Jesus Christ in dying. We know that. Paying for our sins. We know that. But please never forget that Jesus Christ came to take us to His Father. That's why He took us. Jesus teaches that He came from the Father, and I only do the will of the Father, and I will go back to the Father all that I am and not and do was a reveal, was to reveal, that's why I was here, to reveal to man the Father. Then in John 14:7-6, no man comes unto the Father but through me. But the objective is getting to the Father. Jesus is the only way to God the Father. 1 Timothy 2:5, for there is one God, one mediator, only between God and man, the man, Christ Jesus. So here's the importance of Jesus Christ, but to take us to the Father. We are saved by Jesus that we might do the will of the Father. We're saved by Jesus on the cross that we might do the will of God the Father. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father. And what's the will of his Father? To believe in his Son. Who is in heaven will enter. Excuse me. We are told in Ephesians 2:10, excuse me, that God prepared us that we will walk in good works before we look at a walking in the Word of God. Let's note the ways we might know God's will. If we want to walk in God's will, what is God's will? One, seek the first of His kingdom. Seek first His kingdom. That's what we're to do. Matthew chapter 6, verse 32. For the Gentiles eagerly seek all these things. For you, Heavenly Father, your Heavenly Father, knows that you need all these things. But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be provided to you. Two, God's children are led by His Spirit. Romans chapter 8, verse 14. For all who are being led by the hope, by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. Sons of God are led by God, the Holy Spirit. Three, test and approve God's will. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. And do not be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, so that you might prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. We'll look at the three: good, acceptable, and perfect. Four, understand what God's will is. Ephesians 5:15. Therefore, be careful how you walk, not as unwise people, but as wise, making the most of your time, because of the days are evil. We live in some very evil days. 17. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not get drunk with wine. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18. Do not be drunk with wine, for that is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing, making melody with your hearts to the Lord. Someone asked me why we changed it to put three songs every day, every Sunday now. There's the reason. Singing correctly with each other is joy, peace. Ephesians 5:20. Always giving thanks for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to our God and Father. Five, according to His good purpose. His good purpose. Philippians chapter 2:12. So then, my beloved, just as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who is at work in you. Okay. A lot of people have trouble with verse 12. That is, work out your salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who is at work in you. Work both to will and to work for His good pleasure. Six, God's will in Christ Jesus. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. This is God's will. It's God's will. Rejoice always. pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. And finally, 7, when you have done the will of God, Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35, therefore, do not throw away your confidence, which have a great reward, for you have need of endurance, so that when you have done the will of God, you may receive what was promised. How wonderful is that? And number 8 now, equipped to do God's will. Hebrews chapter 13. Now, the God of peace, who brought up from the dead the great shepherd of the sheep, that's our Savior, through the blood of the eternal covenant, that is Jesus our Lord, equip you, may God who raised him up equip you in every good thing, so that to do his will, working in us that which is pleasing in his sight through Jesus, through Jesus Christ, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works. We are created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand, so that we would walk in them. Now let's take a look at the walking. To walk is used to indicate your life, living your life, how you live the morning, afternoon, and night. Words by Paul, for me to live is Christ. That means to do the work, is to please, to live for Christ. I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith of, and that's the Greek. The Greek has the word of, the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Now, then in Galatians chapter 3, verse 7, chapter 3 is dealing with the Holy Spirit. That's what it was, of what it is. Now, 2 Corinthians 5:14, for the love of God, of Christ, controls us, having controlled them this, that one died for all, therefore all died. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, 15, and he died for all, so that they who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him. Not for me, not for Jesus Christ, but for the Father, but for him who died and rose again for their behalf. Romans chapter 14, 7. For not one of us lives for himself, and not one dies for himself. For if we live, we live for the Lord. If we die, we die for the Lord. Therefore, whether we live or die, we are the Lord's. For to this end Christ died and lived again, that he might be Lord, brought to the dead and the living. Now Philippians chapter 3, or chapter 1, verse 21, for me to live For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Now let's look at the word walk in the Bible. One, the word to walk is most applicable word for living a life pleasing to God. While running is often used for acceleration of Christian growth, no one runs all the time. Just as walking requires one step at a time, so living each day worthy of the Lord requires living one volitional decision at a time. Two, let us develop the analogy of this word from the standpoint of the mechanics of walking. Let's learn what the Bible is talking about just from the mechanics of walking. Whether you are aware of it, your body is off balance. Off balance for a second, split second, until you put your foot down and move forward. And as you put foot forward and down and forward, you move forward on balance. As we walk each day in the angelic conflict, we can most easily become off balance, but stabilized by continually walking by faith in the power of the Holy Spirit and growing in the wisdom and the knowledge of God. This also brings up the mechanics point of momentum. As we continue to walk in one direction, we build up momentum in walking. It is most interesting to watch an either a baby beginning to walk, or to watch someone relearning to walk because of an accident. Not that certain as they take their steps of lifting the foot and planting it, watching a baby, just so much fun to watch it, and planting it, and then lifting another. But soon they both learn to develop momentum in their walking. So it is in the Christian walk. We should desire momentum in our walk and to please God the Father. We build this momentum by continually walking by faith, continually walking in wisdom and understanding from the intake of the Word of God. Now, three. Now, we look at four spheres of the believer's walk in walking worthy of the Lord. We're talking about the sphere of walking worthy of the Lord. In the Holy Spirit. Secondly, by faith. 2 Corinthians 5:7, for we walk by faith, not by sight. Not by sight, we walk by faith. This one is most interesting, for when we physically walk, we walk by sight. We walk by sight. But spiritually, we must walk by faith. That is, by means of faith in the Holy Spirit. Three, we walk in truth. That is, we walk in the truth, the knowledge of the Word of God. 2 John 4, I was very glad to find some of your children walking in truth. It's a very strong little phrase. I don't know if you very often read 2 John, but it's very important. And then finally, 4, we are to walk in spiritual love. So we are to walk in the Holy Spirit, in truth, and in spiritual love, which means we walk by faith. It is impossible to walk worthy of God the Father so as to please Him without walking by faith in the Holy Spirit. Colossians 2:6, therefore, as you have received Christ, Jesus, the Lord, as you've received Him, so walk in Him. Now, how did you receive Him? By faith. So that's how we are to walk. 4, walking, therefore, is a description of the filling of the Holy Spirit. Galatians 5:16, Romans 8, 2-8. 5, there are some strong warnings, concerning how we walk in the Spirit. Some very strong warnings. First, therefore, be careful how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise. How does a wise man walk? By the power of the Holy Spirit, guided by the knowledge of the Word of God. Secondly, be careful and not walk in darkness. Not in darkness. So you ought to be wise and not in darkness. 1 John 1, verse 6. If we say, that's claim, that we have fellowship with Him and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not proclaim the truth, which about is walking about walking in the darkness. John chapter 15, 35. So Jesus said to them, for a little while, walk along, for a little while longer, walk in the light as among you. That is Jesus Christ in the light of the world. Walk while you have the light, so that darkness will not overtake you. He who walks in darkness does not know where he walks. And, yes?
Excuse me while I stand up so you can see me. I have a question about being careful not to walk in darkness. But if we are walking with Christ, following so forth and so on, that, by definition, is not darkness, but light, then how can we be walking in darkness?
The darkness is to walk without walking in that knowledge, that light, the power of the Holy Spirit. If you walk in darkness, you're not in the light.
Right.
I mean, if walk in dark, yeah. But if you're walking in the light, you're not in darkness.
Which would be Jesus Christ.
I'm sorry?
The light would be Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ and the Word of God, the power of the Holy Spirit.
I guess it just seems contradictory to me, and I'm not grasping it. Because
no, that's fine.
I mean, I want to certainly be warned not to dwell in the darkness, but how can I be walking with Christ, therefore in the light, and be worried about walking in darkness?
You're not. You're not going to.
Right. So I guess I was kind of... my feeble little brain didn't grasp the warning, do not walk in darkness.
Yeah. Doesn't that mean that if you're, like, if you are living in the sin of worry or fear or guilt...
You're not in the light.
Therefore,
you're in darkness.
Darkness. But if you're occupied with Christ and that He has a plan, a destiny for you, a purpose for your life, therefore you don't need to be fearful or worried, or guilty,
right.
You acknowledge those things to Him, then you're back in the Holy Spirit, therefore you're walking in the light. Is that accurate?
Yep. Yeah. That's it.
Okay.
But it also says walk, which means live while you're
live.
In the light.
Live.
And I think, in other words, take action in the light
Yes.
Or you will be
in the darkness.
In the darkness.
Yeah.
And there's a that's the point there, I think. What the Word of God says
yeah.
uses that verb walk. Mean don't
to live in the Spirit.
Yeah.
Okay. And then three, walking naked. You don't want to do that. That's not very wise, especially as you get old. Now, Revelation 16:15. Behold, I am looking. I am coming like a thief. Blessed is the one who stays awake and keeps his clothes so that he will not walk about naked and men will not see his shame. So we want to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. They'll not see your shame. So we are not to walk as unwise, but as wise. That is by wisdom of the Word of God. Not walk in darkness, not walk about naked, but walk about in the plan of God, the Word of God. All right, point six. There are many descriptions in God's Word of how we believe to be, how we're to walk before God. For example, first, walk worthy of the Lord. Secondly, walking to please the Lord. Worthy of the Lord, please the Lord. Three, newness of life. Newness of life all through your life. And then four, walking worthy of your call. Your calling in Christ. And then finally, walking in good works. So that's how we should walk. Worthy of the Lord, pleased of the Lord, pleasing the Lord, newness of life, calling in Christ. That's what we're to walk by according to our call in Christ, which is, by the way, to walking according to God, His workmanship, and good works. Okay? Seven, we will look at some points on walking in a manner that is worthy of the Lord. First, confidence of walking with the Lord. Confidence of walking with the Lord. He wants you to be in confidence. If Isaiah chapter 43, verse 2, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they will not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, severe testing, you will not be scorched, nor will the flame burn you. Okay? Secondly, the love of God. The love of God calls for us to walk in a manner that's pleasing to Him. Jeremiah 6:16. Thus says the Lord, stand by the ways and see and ask for the ancient paths. What's the ancient paths? The Word of God. Where the good way is, and walk in them. And result, that's the word result, and result, you will find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk. And then finally eight, three summary points. First, you have to know Jesus Christ. Secondly, you have to desire to walk this way. So let's go back and look at these. First, you have to know Jesus Christ. You must know God the Father to please Him. This can be accomplished in your life through the study of the Word of God. Secondly, you walk You have to desire to please Him, not please yourself. This desire comes from the power of the Holy Spirit. And third, if you're not in the Spirit, you want to walk to please yourself. Third, and important, be ready to sacrifice. Be ready to sacrifice. Often you please someone else will require sacrifice of your part. Are you ready to sacrifice to please God? Often people do not mind sacrifice of money. Just don't ask them for their time. Don't ask them to sacrifice their time. On the other hand, others have plenty of time, but do not ask them to sacrifice their money. Are you ready to sacrifice a self-pleasing life to live a life that is pleasing to God the Father, which could turn in very rough at times and is going to be very tough in our history? Love to live your life to please God the Father. You must love God the Father. But this requires the filling of the Holy Spirit. And to know the Father, to love Him, you've got to know Him. And His Son, to love Him, you've got to know Him. That's what we have to do. Okay, that's walking. Now we're ready to move on in Ephesians chapter 2. And hopefully we'll be getting through with chapter 2, going to chapter 3. Let's close in a word of prayer. We're so thankful for the Word of God. We're so thankful for Ephesians. We're so thankful for Ephesians 2. It tells us so many things. We're saved by grace, but we're work of God to fulfill His plan in our time on earth. And then, Heavenly Father, our time in all eternity. It's so exciting to know the Word of God, to study the Word of God, to live it in our lives. Father, we pray these things now in Christ's name and for His sake. Amen.